Hey y'all, this Kerry coming from Bottom Line Sports Talk, and my bottom line today is Dennis Rodman is the underrated GOAT.
I actually agree with that.
Yeah, don't sleep, especially after last night.
Oh yeah,
especially after last night with the Last Dance.
Yeah,
the underrated GOAT.
What's happening, world? It's your boy Gary. Today my bottom line is this: disrespect is an overused word. Mm. And with that being said, let's go ahead and get into what we have in store for you today. Of course, we're going to talk about The Last Dance.
True.
Got to give LeVar Ball his props because nobody else will.
But we will.
But we got to.
We
got to
give him his props.
We've always liked him, even though he's a loudmouth critter. Yeah. I called that man a critter. I'm sorry.
That's the South.
He looked like a critter.
That's the South coming out. But we got some good stuff for you guys today. We're going to talk about The Last Dance, talk about LeVar Ball, talk about the Curry and Thompson Splash Brothers almost getting dealt to Charlotte.
Well, let's talk about that first.
Okay. Well, an article came out that Chris Paul was supposedly, the Golden State Warriors wanted to get Chris Paul to Golden State.
This is back when they were going through the debacle.
Yeah.
In New Orleans.
Through 2011 it came up that they was going to trade Chris Paul to Golden State, and the Charlotte Hornets were going to get Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. So my question to you is, if that would have happened, do you think Golden State makes the finals and wins the finals the same way, or do you think that Steph and Klay come up on a better spot in Charlotte and take the Eastern Conference by storm?
Well, Kimo Sabe, you got to ask me one question at a time. Okay. But anyway, I'm going to try to answer them in order. Do I think that Chris Paul makes an impact big enough to where Golden State still goes to the finals? Not by itself. They have to get somebody else in there. Because Draymond Green and Chris Paul, I just don't see that being the end-all, be-all, and they just a dynamic duo that gets it. No. It's going to have to be another guard. A shooter primarily.
Kevin Durant.
we don't know if fortune changes here, though.
Right. I know.
Because this is back OKC was, you know, still a formidable match with Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant.
Correct.
They have to get somebody else if this was to happen. So Chris Paul coming, great, fine, cool. You can say equal guard, but who do you get to replace Klay Thompson? Mm-hmm. That's the bona fide thing, because they've had a trio there before they became a menage a trois,
right,
with Kevin Darnett. Durant.
Too many Kevins.
Too many.
Who's the best Kevin?
None of them. Kevin Love, what's up? Unsung hero. Get it. Charlotte fortunes do change. Michael Jordan actually looks like a bona fide genius, right? They still don't win the championship. You want to know why?
Why?
This opens it up for your boys. Houston.
Oh.
Houston actually can make it to the finals multiple times. Back then, the East was controlled by LeBron James.
Right.
I don't see them getting just by themselves.
With Klay and Steph?
Just by themselves.
You don't think they can pass LeBron?
Nope. Mm. Draymond is an integral piece.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
So, yes, they make noise. Do they make it back to the finals? Maybe once. Do they win it? I don't think so.
Yeah,
West too strong.
Yeah. And good point bringing up James Harden, because I do.
Whatever.
Yeah, I do. But here's the thing. If everything goes according to the plan with OKC breaking up, then I think it will be Cleveland and OKC in the finals, and maybe Houston in the finals out of those years too, because James Harden would have got traded by that time, and maybe you don't get Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook to break up.
Well, that's the case in OKC winning.
Yeah.
And Kevin Durant never leave.
Yeah.
I mean, James still don't make
it. James still don't make
it. Well, I say this too. If none of these things happen, you ready for this?
What's it?
If none of these things, if all these things happen, and let's just say some of it plays out, you know who never leave?
LeBron.
No, Kawhi. And San Antonio is still a dynasty.
Because
Let's say his injury don't happen and he's not unhappy. Why would you leave San Antonio?
Right.
He quiet anyway.
Right. He loves San Antonio. That fits him.
Maybe he leave to go to L.A. Maybe he don't, but Kawhi never leaves.
Right.
KD may not ever leave because he will win the ship by then. Russell may or may not leave. And Kobe will still be alive.
Man. now you hoping for too much.
No. I'm just saying, these sequence of events had to happen for the end result to be we shut down right now by the coronavirus.
Right. It's good. But you know what? That brings up all this debate. All this stuff that could have happened, especially while we were, well, while we were still in our 20s and everybody was still maybe in
that. You calling me old?
No, I ain't calling us old. But we 25 and younger, you know. We were a part of that. We saw LeBron when we were probably, 22, mm-hmm. 23 years old. Saw him win his first championship against OKC. When all James Harden, Russell, and KD on the same team.
That was a great summer.
Yeah.
No, not because of basketball.
Though. Well, everything.
Personal life was great back then. Right, right. Wow, I did a lot of drinking back then.
Summer school, playing ball on the outside courts, playing against the other. Man,
a lot of swimming took place with me. Yeah. A lot of swimming and drinking. I found water volleyball then.
Yeah.
And regular volleyball, too.
It was a good time.
That summer was great.
We need to bring, I ain't going to say some need to come back. Some do need to come back. But they need to come back in full effect where all of this BS is done. The corona is done.
I need to know that they interview May to see how it's going to be. I don't know if it's going to meet the qualifications to get the job. Because mm-hmm. April didn't do it.
Yeah.
I remember our cousin sent us the meme on Instagram where they interview April and told them the requirements, and if they can do it, then they can get the job. If not, we're going to let them go.
Yeah.
I think May going to get booted, too. Mm. May is on a probationary term starting tomorrow. Because your job starts Friday.
Yo, on another note, and this off topic, did you hear Aaron Gordon's diss track to Dwayne Wade?
I did not. I saw, but I haven't listened. I know you have.
I did. I give it a thumbs down.
I was about to say, if you say
I give a
thumbs up or it was okay or something like that, but then get out of here.
But here's the thing. He got another record out that's pretty good. I guess one of his teammates, but I just had to throw that out there. I saw that.
Why do you say everything is good?
I don't say everything.
Everything is okay. It's another record out there. You are trying to cope for somebody.
I ain't trying to cope for nobody.
He ain't Dame Lillard.
Oh, he's not Dame Lillard.
He ain't no. He ain't Shaq.
Okay. Nobody's him either.
Shaq wasn't good.
Dame 10 times better.
I know, but I'm saying Shaq wasn't good. Aaron like Shaq?
Aaron, yeah.
Oh man, come on, man.
He just the 2020 version of Shaq.
Come on, do me better.
But yeah,
give me better.
It's bad, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's bad.
I just want truth from
you.
No,
but no, the diss record is bad. But the other record they got is, all right. I give it a thumbs up. One thumb. I'm just saying. That's not a bad record. You can play that record in the club.
You know what I just figured out?
No, you don't.
You know what I just figured out?
No, you didn't.
You want everybody to be your friend to like you.
What?
That's why you can't be super crucial. Now, you know his other stuff probably sucked too.
Oh, I don't know about his other stuff.
Other record you talking about probably sucked.
It ain't that bad.
It's not that bad, mean it's bad.
Okay, here's the thing.
No!
The production is good.
We're not talking about the production.
It's a good record.
We're not talking about the production.
It's a good song.
We're not talking about the production.
I know.
We're not talking about the people who made it behind the scenes. We're talking about Aaron.
Aaron, this song that he had is good. The diss record was not.
So Aaron's a superstar now.
No.
He's getting ready to be. No, I'm saying he's getting ready to be on top of the rap world soon.
No. But you know what?
So it's Shaq. Hey,
with ghostwriters out there, you never know.
You could be a ghostwriter and write the best stuff. If the person don't deliver, that means it's trash. And that's probably what it is with Aaron. Let's be honest.
Man, hold on the video, though.
Talk about everything else but Aaron now.
Garbage. No, man. You ain't even seen it. You ain't even heard it.
But you know it's Garbage King.
It's not.
Every time.
It's not that mostly bad.
Outside of Damian Lillard, and I'm talking about a super duper successful record that people actually like, we have not heard anybody transition over and be moderately good. I'm talking about Shaq, Kobe, and whoever else tried their hand in music.
What about a...
Don't do this. Le'Veon Bell. We moving on.
Antonio Brown.
We moving on. Let's give credit where credit is due. LeVar Ball. Speak on it.
So, I'm pretty sure a lot of our listeners have heard about the G League out there. They are offering highly rated recruits, high school basketball recruits. They're offering them to sign with the G League for $500,000. They get the experience to play with older players, players that already played in college. Some are also played in the NBA. But we just got to give credit to the man that was loudmouth talking about it all this time, that put two of his sons, LiAngelo and LaMelo, told them, hey, you know what? Nobody ain't about to benefit off of y'all's success. We gonna go overseas, and y'all gonna make y'all own money. Do it the way y'all wanna do it, and we gonna show everybody. And guess what? It paid off, and I have yet to see anybody in ESPN, Fox, elsewhere, say that LeVar Ball was right. He made the right moves, and now it's crazy to say the G League is copying what LeVar Ball did.
So is it they just not going to give him credit on screen in the press? Or are they just not going to give him no credit? No, I'm just asking.
No, they don't give him no credit at all because they don't want to admit they were wrong, which a lot of people don't want to admit they were wrong. And two, they don't want to look back at all them old clips that say he was loud mouth, saying he don't know what he's talking about, saying he don't know what he's doing, and risking his children's, their childhoods or their livelihoods based off what he want to do. And I just gotta give him all the credit and give him all the praise. Like, he did it. He went the route that a lot of other people were scared to go, and it paid off for everybody. Lonzo in the league, LaMelo about to be in the league, and LiAngelo
will be.
Yeah, LiAngelo may.
He'll make it. He'll make it just off of hyper.
Right.
Off of hyper attention. Yeah, he gonna make it.
Yeah, but he in the G League. He in Oklahoma City.
That's what
G
I'm
league
saying. He'll make it to the league.
Yeah, so, his dream as far as all of them playing alongside each other, I highly doubt that would happen. But to say that he got all three of his boys to the NBA, that's just something a lot of parents can't say.
Yeah, you just gotta go deeper. Gotta go deeper into what it really means. So this all stems back from the NCAA and the big machine that they are. Now, the machine really starts pumping when March Madness rolls around. Players aren't getting rewarded. All year long, paraphernalia is being sold with their name on it, with who's ever name in the front. This really started to draw attention back when the Fab Five were in existence. Mm-hmm. Well, since then, it's only gotten bigger. When you say a $1 billion industry, this is ridiculous. Again, we're just talking about March Madness. We're not talking about the bowl games or the college football playoffs now. We're not talking about the World Series of college baseball, the Little League World Series. Mm. All these things make money, but yet don't pay the people that's producing the product.
Right.
LeVar said he had a little influence seeing as one of his sons screwed up and sold something, and then he got, But that's neither here nor there, because he was preaching beforehand to have his sons be able to not be used, exploit their talents in a different way, all while saying, I'm going to get them to the NBA. And he been said something needs to be instituted where it's another league, a feeder, to where you don't have to go to college, because now they require you to be in college for a year. Mm-hmm. A lot of the kids aren't even being educated. They just told to play ball, shut up and dribble, right, basically. And they aren't getting the education. So you can't even say student athlete when it comes to basketball, at least, because it's not true.
And I think Jalen Green also said he made a good statement. When he decided to go to the G League, he said, "Hey, I'm deciding to go to the G League, and education is always going to be there." So I think the G League is helping players also get their education as well.
But whether or not they are, they ain't $500,000.
You
can pay for your education.
Right.
The fact that you paying me that much, whether I make it or not, and I think we are going to see a few more busts.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about that on the Slump Buster podcast. It may be a lot more busts at conferences. But the main thing you have to understand is it's more than one way to get to the NBA. And the NCAA ain't the only thing. Mm-hmm. So as much as they've made strides, which they had to go ahead and start paying players, what they have to do now is got to up their game. Now it's a competition. Either they go to the G League, they go overseas, they come here.
Right.
How are you going to get them to come here? And what I think we may see is maybe they find some way, because they've done a decent job of trying to manage it. They've started saying you can make, you know, money off your name.
Off your jersey.
Yeah, you can finally sit up here, and if you declare for the draft and you don't have an agent and you don't make it or you don't really like what happened, you can come back. Mm-hmm. Those are ways you can do it. But what the NCAA going to ultimately have to do, they got to fork over the money.
Yeah, you got to do something, man. So you got to pay them.
With all these contracts that shoe companies have, jerseys have, Nikes, Adidas, whatever you want to call it, whatever they have going on, main thing that's going to have to happen, you got to pay them.
You got to pay them.
Somehow they got to get a split. Not no little poo stifling that get you $500
a month or something like this.
Yeah, that's not doing anything when books cost well over $2,000.
And we ain't even talking about the food and everything, because if you got athletes, like right now, me and you, especially I know me, with my appetite, if I wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and I work out hard, and I got breakfast, man, I'm going to want to eat up some eggs, some hash browns, some bacon. Like,
you eat eggs?
I mean, with sauce.
Oh, my God.
You know the vibes. But, yeah, I mean, big shout out to LeVar. Yeah, you know the vibes.
Yeah, LeVar definitely did what he needed to do. He may be loud. He may be abrasive. He may have, a lot of enemies. But
cocky and all of that.
At the end of the day, he spoke something that was very true, and it came to existence. They're not going to give him his credit, but hopefully they give him a piece of the pie.
But, yeah.
But we know they won't.
They won't. We'll give you credit, LeVar.
Yeah, you get credit from us.
Yeah,
you get all the credit. Final thing, I guess we can go ahead and run this race. The Last Dance episodes 3 and 4 came on last night featuring Rodman and a host of other things.
Mm-hmm.
You said it at the top of the 30 minutes. I was about to say hour. At the top of the 30 minutes. Rodman is a GOAT.
The underrated GOAT.
I say, dare I say it, best rebounder of all time.
Yeah.
Top 5 defensive player of all time.
Correct. It may possibly be probably the best defensive player of all time.
I think so.
I mean,
one could be argued.
You could argue that. But
and back then, during that era, you had to be more mentally tough and physically ready than what you have to now.
Yeah, but just think about the background. Like, you remember him saying he got kicked out the house, he would go to the gym, he would watch people sell drugs, do drugs, go back to the gym and play ball. And mind you, if you don't know, Dennis Rodman is from Oklahoma, probably maybe a rural town in Oklahoma. But everything that Dennis Rodman is, very interesting guy. Very interesting guy on and off the court with his antics. And mind you, let's just say this too, by the way, second round pick. He went to Detroit. He played his role in Detroit. Then he goes to Chicago and competes for championships.
Oh, yeah. Keep going.
I'm just saying. Anyway.
No. I thought he was from the South, too.
Yeah.
That's New Jersey.
Probably born.
Go ahead.
Anyway, definitely got to give a big shout-out to Dennis Rodman, man. Wrong with the train of thought now. Go ahead.
No, that's what I thought. He from Texas.
Oh, really?
He went to South Cliff.
Really?
Well, Oak Cliff, South. I say South Cliff. You know what I mean. Oak Cliff is in the South. Yeah, he went to Oak Cliff. So the thing about Rodman was it went beyond the court, right? We found a lot of things out about him that, one, we knew. He's a very eccentric character. He came into his own after he left Detroit. Detroit Pistons are part of the Bad Boys. Won 2 rings there. Won 6 with the Chicago Bulls. A GOAT, ladies and gentlemen. One of the greatest of all time is Dennis Rodman. And they have said it, but I don't think a lot of people give him credit. Without Dennis Rodman, I can't say it for Detroit, but without Dennis Rodman in Chicago,
they don't
win a ring without him. He did the dirty work. He didn't ask for the ball to score or anything like that. He was happy doing the dirty work. Rebounding, playing defense, sitting up here getting slapped around, whatever it may be, in order to make the team better. And to make matters stranger, Dennis loved getting abused, hit around, slapped around, little blood coming out of his nose, whatever.
He embraced physical.
But that was his way of coping with the pain he went through his life.
Yeah.
So if he got hit, boom, that's pain coming out. When he got a rebound, that shouting, that was the pain coming out. And then all the extracurriculars he had to do. He was such a strange guy. I don't think he was strange. I think the man was quite normal. It's all the people who dedicate their whole life to it that's strange. He was normal to the fact that, hey, yeah, I get it. I love basketball too, but when we going to go party? When we gonna do something other than go to the gym or dribble a ball?
Well, his normal was what our normal, what we consist of normal.
So I say he normal.
Is that normal? Or is that just maybe, I ain't gonna say weirdo, but
I don't think that's weird that you're playing something for what, the end of 1 year and all the way through the next. Really you playing year round just about basketball. Mm-hmm. So he don't have to be driven like Michael Jordan to sit up here and say, I need a break. Yes, he said he needed a break. Guess what? All us do. I know everybody now want to wish they was outside.
Yeah. Well, and then, too, let's not count out the fact that with the film studies, how he got those rebounds. He would say he would watch film on everybody.
And well, that was with defense.
Yeah. Well, yeah, on defense. But most importantly, he tried to get the rebounds, and he would just look at film on how guys shot the ball. And whenever they shot it, it'll go one way and go another way, and he knew how to position his body to get the rebounds. I found that was pretty dope right there.
Yeah, he'd get him to go in the gym and do it. Yeah. Like, physically do it, yeah. He'd get him to go in the gym, just shoot, and he just rebounding and reacting, getting his reaction time. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Now, what do you think about the Detroit Pistons walking off the court?
No, I mean, that's what we was about to get to. Yeah, okay. You right. Let's go. So, what I think about it is this. It was shown last night, because I guess we can get it in there, but we got to get into the reaction from the two people who were involved. Yeah,
they pretty much still hate each other to this day, possibly.
I don't think Isaiah hate him.
I don't think Isaiah hate him either.
The walk-off, the infamous walk-off when Detroit finally lost and got swept by Chicago on the run to Chicago's first NBA championship. Detroit bullied Chicago for the past 2 years where they won the championship. And so the way that Detroit was initiated into winning when they finally beat their foes, the Boston Celtics, Boston wound up walking off the court the same day that Michael Jordan is mad at for Isaiah Thomas. Boston walked off the court on them. The only reason why Kevin McHale, which was said last night, came back and shook his hand is because he stopped him. He stopped him halfway when he was walking off the court.
Right.
But Isaiah said the reason for walking off the court is simply because
passing the torch.
This is what it is. You give the winners the court. Now, it is said through the Detroit Bad Boys that Isaiah, Lambeer, and others said, well, we're not about to shake their hand.
Right. After they just got the whooping eye.
What you think?
I think at the time, and I still do think to this day, it is BS. Hopefully one of these days they can just sit down, talk about it, hash it out. But at the moment when it happened, I understand. Like, if you are a Chicago Bulls fan or any sports fan, you, like Mike has said, that's poor sportsmanship. And Mike did make a good point. Every time they lost, he shook their hands. He ain't walk off. He shook their hands. He had to take it. He was pissed off. But at the end of the day, he still shook their hands. We'll see y'all again. We live to fight another day. So at that time, I still do think that it was poor sportsmanship. But I mean, you just gotta, I don't know, one of these days they just gotta
hash it out. Okay, watch this. People say it's poor sportsmanship, right? Mm-hmm. Who told you that sportsmanship is needed in these moments?
It's needed in every moment.
If you do it in one game.
You do it throughout the whole time you play.
But again, the whole thing of sportsmanship is to show congratulations and this, that, and third. If you mad at somebody, if you mad in a relationship, we'll do that. If you mad in a relationship, You don't sit up there and tell the person bye when you storm out, do you?
That's no, Gary. That's somebody.
Somebody's mad about the outcome, just okay. Like in a relationship. So say it's an argument or the relationship, it may be over or whatever. Yeah. You just on the last little string. You don't apologize or say, man, my bad. You walk out. So he walked out. Nobody said nothing about when Boston did it. Why is it such a big deal when Isaiah did it?
People hold Boston to it. Like, nobody does that because Boston is kind of, what's the word I want to use in this?
I don't know, man.
I can't explain. People
hold Boston on a higher pedestal than
it's like y'all weren't even supposed to lose to them, and now that y'all did lose to them, like you lost to a bunch of black guys, and then the great white hope couldn't save them in time. So
the great white hope walked out the court because Larry Bird didn't shake Isaiah's hand. It was Kevin McHale.
Right.
So Larry Bird walked off. Why was that not made a big deal? But when Isaiah do it to Michael, like, oh my God, why wouldn't you do this? Y'all two brothers. And I guess this is my big thing with Michael. What's the big deal? You already shunned him by not putting him on the 96 Dream Team. What's the big deal? You shunned him because you was mad because he didn't shake your hand. He was just as much aggressive, assertive, competitive as you. You shun him by not being on the 96 Dream Team. Don't care what nobody say. We know it's true. We know. Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. Was it 96? Am I right? Yeah. Larry Bird, Magic, Michael. Them was the three. Isaiah got shunned. He didn't get picked. Why he didn't get picked? All from what he did way back then. And he came out last night, and Michael, I don't care. What, you want an apology? You want him to beg?
I don't know what you want to do. But
that's what I'm saying. What you want?
But I don't know. But still, at the end of the day, it was poor sportsmanship. We can't say that. It was poor sportsmanship. They should have shook their hands. And if they did that, the respect would still be there.
Who ordains sportsmanship? It's like
some of the unwritten rules of sports. Like, yeah,
I'm saying you
play football.
You play football.
Okay, when you lost the game, what did everybody
know?
And they shook hands.
That's what I'm asking. Who ordained sportsmanship? Because nobody
ordained it.
I'm saying sportsmanship. You shaking people's hands, right? No matter the outcome, right? What I'm saying is this: Why is he shunned so bad for not shaking hands when I'm trying to figure out what's the basis of sportsmanship is what? I'm just asking.
The show, good game. See you next time. I mean.
It's
a respect thing.
Okay. Because I don't shake your hand, that means I don't respect you.
At the time, if you don't do it, yes, you don't.
I mean, I don't. What I'm saying is, I'm looking at sportsmanship because I've been thinking about this, whatever. I'm looking at sportsmanship, and I'm trying to figure out who came up with the concept of the loser and the winner have to shake hands. If I'm mad and I don't shake your hand, that don't mean I'm a poor sport. That don't mean I don't think that this game...
That you mean you're a poor sport.
Hold on. Let me...
That mean you're a poor sport.
That don't mean... Hold on. I'm saying that doesn't mean if I don't shake your hand that I'm a poor sport. If it was a good game, we know it was a good game because it came down to this or whatever. If we know it's been good competition, we know it came down to this or whatever. Because I don't shake your hand does not mean that I'm a poor sport. That just means I ain't want to shake your hand. That don't mean I don't respect you. That don't mean that I don't sit up there and think highly of you. I think we done heard Isaiah say Michael Jordan one of the greatest of all time.
Did we hear him say it at that time?
We don't have to hear him say it for him to know it. Everybody knew it, right?
Not Detroit.
First of all, they made Jordan rules. They had to know. They said it last night. We knew Michael was going to be the greatest, so he's the face of the league. We just wanted to sit up there and make sure we need to cement ourselves in history.
But that's besides the point. You can't now, even back then, after football game over with, you shake hands. Tennis, you shake hands. Soccer, you shake hands.
And
basketball, you shake hands.
And I'm asking the question. Who ordained sportsmanship? Hold on. Who shuns you because you don't show sportsmanship? I'm saying who came up with sportsmanship and why is this a norm? If I don't shake your hand, that means I don't respect you. But who came up with it?
It don't matter who came up. No, with I'm saying you see everybody do it.
The reason why, okay, that's what
I'm saying. They teach you that at a young age.
That's what I'm saying. When they say this is sportsmanship, you go shake the person's hand whether you win or lose. I'm saying who came up with it because I'm trying to understand what's the concept behind it.
But what does it matter who came up
with it? Because you say everybody do it. Everybody's been taught this since birth. I'm saying why? Who? Because now you're saying because I don't follow the rules of society that I'm not a good sportsman because I didn't shake your hand. When right. In all actuality, they show respect. They did not lay down. They fought hard. They played the game. They lost. Same thing on the team on how they won. Because I don't shake your hand don't mean I ain't got respect for you. Don't mean I ain't think it was a good game, a good series, or whatever. That don't mean nothing. It's been told because I guess that means, oh, I'm showing camaraderie. I'm saying that doesn't make you a bad sport because you don't shake his hand. If you did everything you're supposed to in the rules of the game, as far as playing good, playing hard, trying to win, I showed you good sports because I didn't roll over and let you. I showed good sports because I ain't roll over and let you win.
But that whatever the outcome of the game is, no matter how hard you play, that don't mean that you. That don't have nothing to do with sportsmanship at all. Like I keep saying, I'm keep harping on it. Everybody, when you start playing sports at a certain age, you give credit what credit is due, whether you win, lose, or draw. It don't matter. It don't matter to me. And at that time with the Boston Celtics, with Larry Bird, everybody that walked off the court when Detroit beat them, that was poor sportsmanship. When Detroit did to Chicago, that was poor sportsmanship. Chicago, as much as they hate losing, they showed sportsmanship. Everybody has lost besides those teams has showed good sportsmanship.
So because you don't show good sportsmanship like everybody else.
You don't respect. You didn't respect.
That don't mean you don't respect.
Yeah, it do.
No.
You can't.
If that didn't mean they didn't respect you, then they wouldn't sit up there and respect. Respect to Jordan is the Jordan rules. Otherwise, you don't make them up. You don't sit up there and say we grinding him before his arrogance get off the ground.
Hold on.
We don't try to double team him. We don't try to sit up here and make life uncomfortable for him because he feels like if he scores the most, they gonna win. So, how is that not respect?
What does that got to do with sportsmanship? What all that got to do with sportsmanship?
You just said sportsmanship is respect and all this stuff. So that's
after the game is over with.
During the game and while the game going on.
That's not sportsmanship. Shit, no. We ain't about to do that. You know sportsmanship.
And I'm telling you, I thought about this. I'm telling you, I'm just trying to figure out who came up with this concept. Because now you saying because he didn't do this, that don't mean he didn't respect him. That don't mean he didn't sit up here. All I'm saying is he respected him. He had to shake his hand and show respect.
Yeah, you do.
No, that's you part don't. Of the game. That's what you've been. No, that that's what that's what been told.
No, that's part of it.
You just said if you've been taught, that means, and I actually
that's part of the game.
I just said if you've been told. You said you've been told. We all been told since we've been playing. So I said who told who. To tell whoever that this is sportsmanship.
It's been down
since the inception of sports.
From generation to generation.
And I said who showed because I'm saying that don't mean bad sportsmanship.
It don't matter who showed.
Sportsmanship is a concept that somebody made up. That don't mean he didn't have good sportsmanship. He didn't shake his hand.
Boston and Detroit didn't have good sportsmanship. That's all it is. They did not have good sportsmanship. You did not shake each other's hand when the game was over with. When you lose, it don't matter. When they won, did they walk off the court and not shake nobody's hand? When Jordan lost, did he not go off the court and not shake anybody's hand?
That's
no.
So sportsmanship is good when you win, but it ain't good when you lose. I just set up there and said they showed their version of sportsmanship. So they didn't extend the same version of sportsmanship.
That's not sportsmanship.
They didn't extend the same version of sportsmanship.
That's not sportsmanship at all.
They didn't extend the same version.
That's not showing respect.
No, you said that's not good sportsmanship.
That's not sportsmanship.
You said that's not good sportsmanship.
I ain't saying it's good sportsmership. It's not sportsmanship, period. Sportsmanship is all good.
What you think it is.
It's good. What you talking about?
It was good. It's respect.
It's respect.
It is respect. They respected them enough to play them. They did that for 2 years. They won.
The game
they
won't have nothing to do with sportsmanship.
Yes, it do.
No, it don't.
Yes, it do.
Anyway, we reached the end of this fantastic podcast. As usual, we're on Instagram and Twitter at BLSportsTalk51. We have our website, BottomLineSportsTalk51. I'm sorry. We have our website, BottomLineSportsTalk.com. We're on Apple, iTunes, Podbean, and a host of other digital streaming platforms. And as usual, we want to thank you for tuning in, listening, giving us about 30-something minutes of your good day. We will be back, and we appreciate it. We shall be back Thursday in your ear. Season tightens to you guys, and May's are coming. It's the greatest month of them all.
Amen.
We'll be back in your ear soon.
We'll be back.